Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Time to check in with Block Club Chicago for what we call extremely local news. Seamus Toomey now with the story of a special vending machine coming to one CTA station. Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, we've talked about this a little in the past, about it was coming. It is now officially here. There is a Narcan vending machine in the 95th Street Red Line station. Narcan is the aerosol drug that can reverse opioid overdoses. And, you know, it's a push to get these out more into the public. And one of the people at the forefront of it is a woman who lost her son to an opioid overdose on the Blue Line 2 years ago. Sheila Heineke lost her son, David, and she's been really making a push to have these more accessible, including at the CTA. And in fact, she's going to be speaking to the CTA's board today at their monthly meeting, asking just for more availability, because one is good. She wants to see them all over the place because they can really make an immediate difference for people. And it's it's a public health really nightmare. There's been 2,000 people who have died of opioid overdoses, and a lot of it is people that are taking fentanyl accidentally, where they gets laced into what they're taking. So 120 people have died on CTA properties in the last couple years or so. So there's a big need, but now it's at 95th Street. There's not many steps you need if you're there in a pinch. You can just text 1234 when you're at the machine, and it'll distribute it. So we'll see how that plays out.
Terrible problem for sure. I guess one of the problems with getting more machines, they're definitely needed, but they cost what? $12,000 each?
They're $12,000 each. There are five of them now. This is the first one at the CTA, but there's a couple other locations, including the Harold Washington Library. So they're trying to spread it out, but you're exactly right. There's a big price tag here that that sort of gets in the way.
This is good news every year. The annual tradition at the Music Box, the Sound of Music sing-along coming back.
Yes, we're a little bit lighter fare here. The Music Box, they did this first in 2001, and it was such a big hit that they decided to just keep doing it. Fun thing, I know my daughter would probably love this, even though it's like a three-hour movie, but they play the Sound of Music, they put subtitles on there, they've got an organist, and they just encourage everyone to sing along to all the music. They have some props as well. I think they've got some puppets for that puppet scene, as well as they pass out Edelweiss flowers for Christopher Plummer's big scene. So, it's a lot of fun. Holiday tradition. It's going to be Thanksgiving weekend. They're going to do 8 shows, November 24th to December 3rd, at the Music Box, which is on right there about Southport and Irving Park.
I bet they sell out fast.
Yeah, it's an extremely popular event. I'm not exactly sure how many tickets are left, especially now that we talk about it on WGN. But if you're looking for something fun to do with the family, and if the Sound of Music is one of those family movies that your household appreciates, this would be a fun one. Lots of kids will be there, too.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about Navy Pier and the Crystal Gardens and how people can help out here.
Yes, the Navy Pier, there are Crystal Gardens in just the big sunlit room on the top of Navy Pier. They are in the process of removing the Crystal Gardens and turning it into one of those immersive display operations, kind of like how they did the Van Gogh exhibit. They're trying to, they're pretty frank about it. They're trying to generate some money for it, and so they're bringing in this place called the Illuminarium. But the problem is that all of the tropical plants that have graced that garden for years, they were having some trouble getting distributing them. I mean, some of them were easy, and people they were able to, what they say, rehome them. But a lot of them were too big, too expensive to move. But this one group stepped in. A bunch of volunteers have been going there and watering them and keeping them alive. But this one group ended up with just a whole store full of them. It's a place called the Insect Asylum on Milwaukee Avenue in Logan Square.
Good name.
Yeah, it's a taxidermy museum. So if you're looking for something odd, they posted a picture of what it looked like in their place, and it looked like the Crystal Gardens. But they said, "Hey, we're just temporary keepers of these. If anyone wants to come by and pick them up, please come by and pick them up, because they have no intention of being completely loaded with palm trees and other tropical plants. So if you're in the market, you might want to call ahead and just check to see if they're going to be open and still doing this. But it's at 2870 North Milwaukee Avenue. Free plants, everybody. Free plants.
There you go. More on all those stories, and also the story of Logan Square's neighborhood-funded mental health center finally opening up in January. If you just go to blockclubchicago.org, you'll get all the info. Thank you, Seamus. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.